Julian.
Yes, Nick.
I'm in love.
Sarah Cameron, you are the love of my life.
Be my wife. Welcome back.
Welcome.
What's this podcast called again?
Are We Famous Yet?
Stupid name. No.
Yeah, that is a stupid name. I don't know why we ever came up with that. This, sausage. Lieberheisen.
Hmm.
Hello, German fans.
Oh, fuck. True. Yeah, so apparently 50% of our viewers are German. So, ein, zwei, drei. What the fuck is up, Germans?
I don't know if you guys can understand English, but ciao.
Yeah, so Germans, like and subscribe. I don't think that's possible. But
send it to your German friends.
They probably hated it. They're like, what the fuck is this? These Americans.
Yeah. Offie must be like a German word or something.
Oh, yeah. They probably want their word back.
Offie?
Offie? Offie, Offie? Friends, the TV show.
Yep.
Not funny at all.
No.
Okay, cool. Moving on. No, I watched it, not in order, but Jennifer Aniston's hot, and that's about it. The show really is not funny at all. Like, I just go through sitting with a straight face.
There's, like, one scene I remember cracking up at, and it wasn't even on, like, I wasn't watching Friends, I was watching TikTok, and it was, like, when they were moving a couch upstairs, and David Schwimmer was, like, telling him to pivot the couch. He's like, pivot! Pivot! And they all started cracking up. That's the only time I ever laughed. Other than that, it's not something I would watch, like, on Netflix 24/7. It's not
You're saying like, it gets a lot of hype.
Yes, it does.
And I don't think it deserves the hype.
No, I don't either.
Because I was watching a video on YouTube and it was comparing Friends to The Office and, like, comedic value of each show. And basically, The Office makes like three times as many jokes as Friends does, because Friends waste like time with dead space with the live audience and like the laugh tracks.
Yeah.
I think shows with laugh tracks are just not as funny.
Yeah, it makes it less funny.
Like, I know when to fucking laugh.
Friends is good if like you want to cry, just put it in the background. It'll help a little
bit. Yeah, Friends is background noise.
Other than that.
Speaking of, like, laugh tracks and, like, TV sounds, Big Time Rush was the king of that. They would have the weirdest sounds. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they used to have, like, weird noises. They'd be like, wah, wah. They'd be like, bink. It's the only life you got.
So you gotta live it.
Big time.
Kill that shit. Album comes out tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Julian, what are qualities that you look for in a girl?
Okay. One thing is caring. So, like, I want a girl to, like, take care of me. Like, if I ever need something, or, like, because we're guys, and yes, like, guys are supposed to be, like, the one seen as, like, taking care of their girl. But I want a girl that's, like, sometimes, like, if I'm down or something, like, I need her to, like, you know, reciprocate how we, like, what we do to them and, like, how we make them feel. And, like, because, you know, we're also human, too. So, like, it'll be nice to have someone that's, like, you know, there. What are your thoughts?
So, I think a girl needs to be hot.
Yes.
That's all. No, I definitely want somebody who's going to care for me, like you said. Humor is very important. I think an important quality is outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not that way. So, I mean, I can be, but, like, I need somebody who will push me.
Push you to be, yes.
Right.
I 100% agree with that. Because I'm also very, like, I love socializing and stuff, but I need someone there to, like, give me the extra push. Kind of like what you did with me this, or, like, I guess, yeah, it would be this.
Semester. I tried.
Yeah. Like, that, you need someone that's going to give you the extra to try new things or do different stuff. How about this? What are your first in a girl when you first meet a girl?
What do I like to look for?
What do you like notice first when you like just see a girl or just like meet someone?
Confidence.
Got it.
Okay. Stands out right away.
Like, we want girls that are confident, like, that will come out to us and stuff, but we don't want them to be too overconfident, because then they'll just, it'll just make them seem like they're too desperate or like something's up. I want a girl that show me interest, she's interested in stuff, I'm like, okay, I'm all in, because I know she likes me, so I'm just gonna, there you go, I'm going.
Yes.
That's what, ladies, that's what we want.
Sarah Cameron is the perfect girl.
She is very beautiful.
I thought it was impossible. My standards were high, but they have just been raised.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. Holy shit.
She, like, I'm telling you, there's something about girls that, like, have cute faces that are so much better than girls that are hot. Like, there's hot girls and there's cute girls.
Yeah, agreed.
The cute girls are hotter than the hot girls.
Yeah, like, sometimes that's the case, yeah.
Like, Sarah Cameron or
Francesca Matt. From Too Hot to Handle.
Yes, exactly. She has
Sarah Cameron every day.
Cameron. She has, like, chubby cheeks, but, like, and a cute face. Like, her face is just, like, cutable. That's not a word, but, like, Hannah Ann. She has a cute face. Her eyes, like, the first thing I look at in a girl is their eyes. If their eyes are, like, beautiful, then I'm just like, wow, she's, like, fucking amazing.
The only issue with Sarah Cameron is she's 16, but she's not in real life, so doesn't count.
Well, real life is all that matters. Yeah, real life is all that matters.
Yeah, so, yeah, if she was actually 16, then this would be a weird conversation.
When I heard she was 16 in the show, my mouth dropped. I was like, what the fuck? You're not 16. What, is she 21?
Yeah, so her name is, what, Madeline Klein, I think?
Madeline Klein, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, fuck. But, I mean, like, her personality in the show, like, that's the personality in a girl. I won. She was, like, super direct, but it was also in, like...
Like, open, like, jokes around with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
also very romantic. Like, yeah.
Yeah, when they were doing the accents on their date.
Yes, the French, like, accent.
I love that. That's great.
That was so hot when she was acting like Valerie.
Dude, she's 16.
We got him.
Sirens. Okay, but yeah. Oh, fuck. This is going to be out of order because we need to explain that we're talking about the show Outer Banks on Netflix. Oh, if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's very... I'm not done. I'm on episode 7, but yeah.
It might be my favorite Netflix show. You can save turtles, but just don't talk about it all the time.
Yeah, because then you get into the, ooh, little cuckoo.
Right. Oh, obviously, I'm all about saving the turtles. Am I going to do anything to stop that from happening or to, like, actually save the turtles? No. I love turtles. They're great.
Turtles are awesome.
But, like, I'm not a turtle.
Nah. My cousin. My cousin's a turtle.
Oh.
Yeah, done it
well. Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop using straws.
My cousin identifies as a turtle.
What noise does a turtle make? Oh, yeah. Madeline Klein, if you ever listen to this, I love you.
Good luck in your endeavors, and peace out. Hugs for life.
That was beautiful, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Peace out, losers.
Peace out.